What's that?
All kind of stuff to do what? Tonight or tomorrow? She wanted to work it tomorrow, didn't she? You just went to the movies. Sister Belle, you're saved. The bishop said we can't go to the movie. You got me? All right. Yeah. Let me put this over here real quick. Grab this one. What's that?
I think it's locked. Is that door locked? Can we get in there?
Would you like your person there?
No, Bible. Are we going to need it or not?
I don't think we'll need it. We should be okay.
I have my notebook.
I would do notes. Gloria, you don't keep a notebook anymore, do you? Where is it at?
Oh.
You don't take notes?
I write it down as soon as I get back to the night's down.
Do you need a pad? We can get you a piece of paper and a pen. Why don't we bless her with a piece of paper? Here, let me get your clipboard and a piece of paper. What did you bring? You didn't even bring your notebook?
No.
Oh, she just brings it to prayer.
She
just the prayer. What's the best sermon of in Nations Church I like? Why do I have to take... Have you heard that CD, Gloria?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of that one?
Didn't help it. It stopped their voice.
I can't sit through a
sermon
without taking notes.
Hallelujah. Is she finding you something? Hold on. How are you going to be able to water a seed with no notes? Huh?
We just wave her hand.
She just, I can tell you, but listen, she just waves her hand, huh? Well, praise the Lord. It's kind of neat that we're like it tonight in this intimate setting. I'm really enjoying it a little bit. But today, as I was meditating and praying and getting ready to get moving out here, I got some pretty strong impressions from the Holy Spirit regarding our Friday night meeting and just what it is, and you know, and just a refresher on it. And Jesse, we got a great scenario going on right now, because thank God we finally got the help that God wants us to hear, and we believe in the Word. How many of you know, everybody say the Word. Now, how many of you, we're trying to get educated in the Word. We know there's, when we talk about the Word, what are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. What else are we talking about? Come on, give us back a little bit of information. Truth or Jesse?
We're talking about the Word.
When I'm saying we believe in the Word, what are we saying when we believe in the Word? What is the Word? And the Word is the will of God, which is what we can say. What word? Everybody say the Logos, the thought and intention and principle of God. So when we say we believe in the Word, we're going to believe in the written Word of God. Amen. The Scripture is the written Word of God, but it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost to reveal the Scripture to us. How many of you know that's true? The Word of God is a gift. The Word of God is a gift. And thank God for the Word. And I told Jesse, I said, you know, giftings, you can tell the different giftings by how the Lord uses them. You know, and I said, as we sit up there to pastor a ministry or to oversee a ministry or to do what God's called us to do, I said, Jesse, the evidence of just God calling me to do what He's doing right now is the Word. his faithfulness for the word. Because anybody can show a skill, anybody can show a talent, but God's will is revealed, amen, where he wants that information to go. Are we understanding that? You know, and that's how we have to learn. You know, that's one thing. Certain things you just don't hear, and sometimes you do hear it. But God is faithful to speak, and that's all we have to go by. All we have to go by is the Word of God. And you got to be able to discern the difference between the Word of God from your own emotions, your own desire, your own will. You got to know the difference between your voice and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know that you're spirit as well, right? So you can be inspired by your own spirit, which is going to be rooted in the Word of God, but it's different than when you're getting the voice of God. Are we able to tell the difference? You know, everybody, oh, I got, you know, we have that when we're talking about prophecy, the gift of prophecy, amen, versus the spirit of prophecy and different things. But I'm able to discern the difference. God's not going to lead ministries and lead churches by the simple gift of prophecy. Nor is he going to do that simply by the spirit of prophecy. Because the spirit of prophecy, what is the spirit of prophecy meant to do?
Encourage
and exhort people and keep people going. Just another step. To keep people motivated and to deal with themselves. Now, if the spirit of prophecy within me is going to keep Rod together, that's going to keep me sane, keep me full, keep me walking right. It's going to convict me personally. But when it comes to the ministry, the word is different. Amen. It's the same spirit, amen, but it's different. And I can usually tell the difference, amen, by how the Lord's speaking. You know, what he's really talking about, you know, and what he means and how to use it. And today, as I was going, Jesse and I made a pact. We said, you know what? From now on, we're going to learn to divide. Amen. And not to lose the Word of God, because it's just seeds that God... How many of you had God plant seeds in your heart? No big orations from the Lord, just a seed or a sentence or real strong impressions. And how often do you let these impressions just slip away because you don't do anything about them? You don't write them down, you don't figure them out? Amen? Or you just get a little impression and you get impatient, so you add things on to the impression instead of being patient and wait for God to speak the rest of what he really has to say. And so what we've been doing is, I said, well, we got impressions today, and I just remember the impression, write it down, leave it alone. Somebody say inspiration. Now, some of you are getting into teaching ministry and where God wants you to teach, and we made a little program that the root of any word from God is what? Inspiration. What is the inspiration? If it wasn't inspired, it wasn't from God. If it wasn't inspired, it wasn't from God. You know, we can look at, now a lot of people, you can't get inspiration from just looking at circumstances. Circumstances aren't meant to inspire us. Amen? The voice of God should inspire us. That's a higher level. People think that, you know, around here at the church sometime, they'll think, well, this is what's going on right now. We better teach on this right now because this is what's happening. No. Not unless the voice of God is usually what needs to be taught, or what the sentence that God speaks in your heart, or what God is speaking, what needs to be taught, and what needs to be focused on, because that's the root of it. And believe it, if you're going to follow the voice of God, you're going to hit on all the issues. How many have been around here where God hit issues, and there was no way that we would have known about it? But God reveals it. I mean, we've had times where we've taught messages, and everybody taught one message that seemed to be so far off from what we needed to teach, and everybody was repenting at the front door. As if we had known things that were going on. We really didn't know things were going on. But the Holy Spirit knew those things. So we all have to develop a confidence in the voice of God and in the Word of God so that we'd be able to honor the Word. If we don't know what the Word is, we'll never be able to honor it. Amen? If we don't really have an understanding of the Word of God, we'll never be able to honor it. And the Word of God is not necessarily a speech or an oration. You know what I'm saying? The Word of God is powerful. And that's what we want to get people to catch, and that's what's really going to get us over. And that's the power of tomorrow. It's the Word. As long as you got a Word, you got a hope. And a Word is just not a memorized scripture. Can you go to Bible school to get the word? No. It's good. It'll help you develop it. It'll help you learn to present that word. But it's the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I like about the old school. And you never understood it. They say, I got my word. I got my message. And then a lot of times you'd be around the altar and say, I finally got my message. And that means when they say, I've got my message, that means that they've God started to speak to them with words for a group of people or for a body. And that's really the call, amen, to teach or the call to preach. When God gives you a word, you learn how to develop that word and to present that word. We love Brother Hagin. How many of y'all like Brother Hagin? Everybody love Brother. We love Brother Hagin. And we can learn from Brother Hagin. And we can learn from different people. What we have to learn is this, that book, Primary Purpose. No, that wasn't Brother Hagin, but Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. Has anybody ever read that book? For every ministry and for every individual, that book is powerful and essential. That everything that God does, He's planned. Amen. Everybody say plan. Everything that God has done, first of all, He's planned it. And He wouldn't plan anything that He didn't purpose. Say He did it on purpose. There's a purpose. If God did something, He did it on purpose. You know, and if you're going to follow God's voice, you know, nothing happens by fate. Nothing happens by consequence. You know, you just don't luck out and cause things to happen. When you walk in the Holy Ghost, you're walking according to purpose. If we're here tonight, we're here tonight because it's the plan of God, we hope, right? Is it the plan of God? If you've heard the voice of God and God told you to be there, it's the plan of God. So ultimately, God has what? A purpose in that meeting. So if you're following God, no matter how many people that are in that meeting, the devil can't frustrate, amen, the purpose of God. Because God knows who's going to be there. God knows who's not going to be there. Amen. So the only thing you got to really worry about is where you are at. Where am I? You know, we've been talking about that. Everybody dealing with them what? Themselves. And, you know, we flow as a body. We flow as a corporate group. Amen. But people will be given the change. But we've got to learn, amen, to look out for number one. Make sure your spirit's right. Make sure your attention's right. Make sure your praise is right. Amen. Make sure that you're not distracted from the plan of God or the purpose of God, that you're able to make the most of what? Every opportunity. That's God's plan for you, is to make the most of every opportunity. And you know what? If you get that mindset, God will always show up and God will always manifest. You ever seen people that have the ability, it seems that they can manifest God quicker than most people? Or that you can sense His presence when they get up to do things? Or, you know, or you can sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost? How many of you know that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is sensed? You know, when people aren't able to do it, they say, oh, no, it's not. It is. You can sense the presence of God. Well, usually people that sense the presence of God or have the ability to allow God's Spirit to roll, amen, to where people can sense it, are people that, first of all, are ministering in faith. And why are they ministering in faith? Why are they serving in faith? Because they know that they're in the plan of God, amen, and if they're following God's plan, all of their steps are steps of what? Purpose. And we're never left out. And that way we never lose a meeting, amen. Some say purpose. Say He did it on purpose. And that will throw the devil right off track, won't it? See, but if we look on the outside, if you look at the outward circumstances and all those things, you'll get distracted and you'll miss it. Say, oh, God must have blew it. Nothing's going to happen tonight because this one's got to be here, that one's got to be there. In order for something to happen, in order for me to get something out of it, all of these ingredients need to be there. Well, not necessarily, is it? For you to get something out of it, somebody say, you have to be there. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together, amen, where is He? There. And anywhere Jesus is, guess what? You're going to get something out of it. But you got to have that revelation down on the inside of you so that you're always able to pull in every meeting and that every meeting takes you to the next level. Some say an encounter with God. Now, plays and different things, you need people. You need all those things. Now, corporate worship helps us. Corporate worship helps us. It helps when you get a lot of people in there worshiping God. And a lot of people are doing, you know, serving God and showing their commitment. It really helps. It encourages you, doesn't it? But what happens when you don't get that encouragement? You have to learn to draw from inward strength. And you know what will happen? If you can get 5 or 6 or 10 people that are developed themselves to draw on inward strength, you know what? People will latch on to them. Amen? People will latch on to people that are holding on from the inside and not from the outside. And that's the difference between a leader, amen, and just someone. Now, we're all called to follow. You'll never be a leader unless you follow. But if you're called to be a leader in a ministry or a leader in this church, I think what God wants you to figure out is that you're going to have to stand from where? From the inside. How many try to stand with other people sometime? Now, you got to learn to do that. And what happens? You find your faith getting what? Shaken. And when they're up, you know what I'm saying? When they're up, you're up. When they're down, you're down. But if you're anchored from the inside and from the will of God and the plan of God, amen, what goes on around you is not going to make a difference. You're always going to be able to be the encourager that God wants you to be, the exhorter that God wants you to be, amen, the sustainer that God wants you to be, amen, to stand confidently, because we're not walking by what? Sight. We're walking by what? Faith. Some say purpose. Everybody say purpose.
Purpose.
Say it again. Purpose.
Purpose.
You can find out that God does. He will provide for his plan. And he does. Now, you will never receive the provision of God when you're walking in his plan. Amen. Unless you realize that. Unless you realize that. Now, we can look at the, all of us here are connected to the body here. We can look at Nations Church and the couple years that we've experienced. Why is it taking so long to develop a large body? Somebody say purpose and a plan. God wants to build it well. He wants us to be able to stand. He don't want us to build a church that's standing totally on the pastor. Amen. We're totally handicapped. He wants there to be a lot of people. Somebody say pillars. How many thought you were ready 3 years ago for what God might, I mean, that you could have people hanging on you and depending on you to be strong? Somebody come through here. Amen. How many figure you were ready? Like Sunday, if somebody came in here Sunday morning 2 years ago, that you'd be there for them if they had an issue going on in their life. Do you think you'd be ready for them to really give them the word 2 years ago or to be in season? No. You were doing good just to get in there yourself, weren't you? Amen. And wonder whether you still wanted to be there. Amen. Amen. I feel like being here today. Today I don't feel like being here. One more thing happened, I'm out the door. Now who are you going to build with that? Amen. Who are you going to encourage with that? Do you think God's going to have people hanging with you? Amen. And use you as a pillar? Amen. When you're in today, out tomorrow. But you can see through the course of time what's happened. We don't do that stuff anymore. Why? Because we've grown. And God looking out for other individuals, amen, gives us time. Amen. To be rooted and grounded. Amen. Some say roots. Rooted trees bear fruit. And you don't get upset. Is a tree that bears no fruit a bad tree? Yes. But you gotta root in before you're able to get fruit. Amen. You're not going to buy a potted plant and keep it in a pot and expect to eat the bananas off of it. You're not going to get bananas off a banana tree that's in a potted plant. These are trees, amen, trees that bear good fruit are trees that have roots. So it takes time to get roots. And as soon as we get rooted, some say rooted, we'll start to naturally bear fruit. And I think that's the time that God has us going through. Some say rooting time. And it gets even better. Now, God said, now it's good. Now, when you start out, you're going to be on the faith of somebody else. You're going to be on the faith of the pastor. Pastor's looking out for you. Somebody else is looking out for you. Oh, you better just hold on. Oh, I better encourage that one. If I don't encourage that one, they'll be gone. If I don't encourage this one, of course that encouragement's out there. Amen. But when we grow up, God expects us to be rooted where? In our own heart. In our own heart, to where we can handle our own issues. Amen. To where you're rooted by what God told you. To where you're not just saying, well, Pastor said this, or Rod said this, or Kathy said this, or Gloria said this. That's not going to cause you to stand. That'll last for about 6 to 7 months or a year. Amen. But if you haven't developed your own roots based on what God spoke to your own heart, amen, you're not going to make it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So with the Word. So we're getting back to the Word. We were talking about the Friday night meetings. You know, we do a lot of meetings. How many of you know that? We have Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. That's a lot of meetings to be in church, isn't it? And you hear commentary, and people say, well, I got to spend time with my family if I'm not with my family. You know, God, you got to put everything in order and everything in perspective. Everything's got to be in order. Everything's got to be in perspective. If you take too much time from this, too much time from that, you'll lose it. You know what I found out? Honestly. Everybody say common sense. In common sense, talk to the Holy Ghost today. Jesse, what did we get right there? I want you to read that first statement. Somebody say word. Everybody say Friday night meetings are to accommodate revival. And when the quest for revival is gone, amen, or when people no longer feel they need revival, you can hang it up. When you see a tent, you know what, when we had people in here, Friday night meeting used to be our largest meeting. And people say, how could you do that? It wasn't hard to get people to come to church. It was hard getting them to stay out of church. And we could call a 30-day revival and there would be people there. Why? Because they were under pressure. They were under control. They were in a call. No, there was something within their heart to where they felt they couldn't get enough. People say, it must be hard to do that. No, it's not hard to do that. No, it was in their heart. They were hungry for God. And we were just accommodating hunger. We were accommodating hunger. And that's what Friday night was all about. It was all about accommodating the hunger of the people, wanting to experience the presence of God. Amen. The persons of God. Amen. And when people lose that, amen, it just turns into a service. It turns into a service. It turns into a plan. It turns into, amen, something to do on Friday night. I tell you what, I can't find anything better, even looking at it. You know, there has to be a grace for that, by the way. There should be a grace for every meeting. A grace, a need, a plan, and a purpose for every meeting. If there's no plan, if it's not the plan of God, you don't need to be doing it. You know, everything needs to be on purpose. Somebody say hallelujah. It has its purpose. We just don't do it to do it. And thinking about it, I think I'm better off. You know, we can't make things happen. God has to do it. But when I look at my life, the fact that I'm in church on Friday night is a blessing. Amen. The fact that there is a hunger is a grace from God. It's not a curse. It should be a blessing. Well, we got to spend family time. Now, would family in their right mind? Now, I know we got ball games, and that's okay. That usually happens in the South. I didn't know that. It took me a while to realize that most sporting events are on Friday nights. Amen. But usually, how many of y'all go partying with your kids on Friday night? And how many teenagers want to be in their parents' face on Friday night unless it's a ball game? How many? How many of you know that is the custom of America for Friday families to hook up on Friday night? And tonight we're going to have a family time and we all going out to the restaurant tonight. You better hang that up. Them teenagers are going to go out with their friends. Somebody talk real. Amen. Tell the truth. I mean, you have to get real. I mean, you don't, I mean, people lie, you know, to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? No normal family unless they're dysfunctional and they don't have any friends with anybody else. You know, or nobody else wants them to go out. Nobody else wants them to do anything. Most of the time, they're going to be doing their own thing. Amen. Now, maybe a husband and wife will go out on a Friday night and have some fun. But usually, young teenagers and kids don't want to be around, amen, their parents on a Friday night. Somebody say hallelujah. Guess where I heard that? You're not going to believe who told me that. The Holy Ghost. And I never really thought about that. And the Holy Ghost said, that's a lie. Said, America doesn't spend Friday nights with their family. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
He said, just he'll just get real. You know, sometimes we'll just allow stuff to go on, and people think you're just smart. You're not smart. We're not as smart as we think the Holy Ghost is. And I go say, oh, come on. What Friday night were you just going out with your mother? Tell me, in the, you know, the 5 year, I mean, Friday night, you just couldn't wait to hang out. I know you were going to be with Niecy and Amanda tonight. Come on. At least the normal ones. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But that meeting becomes so big. That service becomes so big. It becomes such a thing. Amen. See, the devil will throw stuff at us and let us see illusions. He'll let us look at our schedule, the little schedule that we spent on a Friday night. Amen. We're not going to look at the Wednesday night TV or the Thursday night TV show. Come on. We're not going to look at those times, you know. But the big killer of the time, the big killer of family time, is the Friday night and the Wednesday night service. That's what's destroying the family. I'm teaching good tonight because I hear the Holy Ghost and I pray. Look at somebody and say, don't lie on the Holy Ghost. And what you use to lie on the Holy Ghost, amen, God will bring it right back there to fix it. One time somebody told me, you know, well, I got to put my family first. I said, well, that's the number one way you'll lose it. Amen. I believe in family. I love family. Amen. Thank God for family. Amen. But you know what the best way to look at the book of Genesis, whatever was first, that's what comes first. Amen. God was first. Amen. Hallelujah. Then man. Amen. Then the spouse came. Amen. So if you wonder who's first between the husband and the wife or the kids or whatever, some say the wife was there first, then the kids. So that's how you look an area of priority. God put the family together. God will keep it together. Amen. I've seen families grow closer because they got into God together. Look at what happened, amen, in your situation, amen. When you focus in the flow of God together and you get in there, things happen. God is the glue that keeps it together. There's not going to be no obligation. Don't you know the devil's pulling people apart in these last days? Mother against daughter, daughter, you know, daughter against mother, father, you know, all this other stuff there. It's going to take the anointing to bring it together. Well, if you want to spend family time, bring the family to God. Amen. Don't run them out to some place where they, you know, don't run them to the devil. Bring them to Jesus. Thank God for my mom. My mom and I were very close. And you know why we were so close? Because we had a special relationship. You know what our special relationship was? Church. I had a big family. Amen. My mama worked very hard when I was a little kid. And she worked and she worked and she worked and she worked. And when she wasn't working, she was at church. And if I wanted to spend time with mama, I was at church. And loved it. Amen. You say praise the Lord. Am I saying you need to be stuck up in church all the time? No. Amen. But if you got a problem with it, yes. Amen. If you got a problem with going, you need to be there. Amen. Until you don't have a problem with it, then you can get out. Amen. But you can call it yourself. That's why I tell people all the time, you got a problem with going to church, why do you want to go to heaven? Why go to heaven? Why go to heaven if you have a problem with going to church? So we say Friday nights. Now, we're just talking about Friday nights. Now, we can, you know, we don't have to do a Friday night meeting. I could make big bucks on Friday night, can't we, Crystal? Amen. Amen. We could go to work. Amen. We don't need a Friday night to do, you know, something. But we're here. Amen. Because you know what? It's the Holy Ghost and it's God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Every word what calls is what gives us life, because this is where really the life is. And we put priority there. You know, I like that term when we say man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I like the term that we usually call money in America, bread. And sometimes we can get our stuff set at, our stuff so confused, and we can miss the point when things are going really well. I know that nothing lasts forever but God.
and that I'm not going to live, you know, when things start happening in my life. We're not going to live by that. I'm not going to base my life on that. I'm never going to base my life on my job. You can hang that up. Amen. Because the Bible says you're not going to have any kind of life when you live that way. Man should not live by bread or earthbound things alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I want to get where the word is. I want to get where God is speaking. Amen. I want to get around people that are hearing God. Amen. So I can live. So Friday nights, some say plans, purpose, and pursuit. So Friday nights are all about to do what? Friday nights do nothing but accommodate revival. Friday nights accommodate revival. That's what it was all about. Because so many people, when we first started having these meetings, so many people, amen, were getting so touched. And they were getting so, you know, so we just had to have a whole meeting to where they just came and soaked in the presence of God. Wasn't the time frame. It was all about worship. All about experiencing Jesus and all about loving Him. That's what it's all about. What was the other impression, Brother Jesse? Amen. Hallelujah. Something about promote.
Yeah.
Say it again. What was it? Promote? Say promote.
Promotes and motivates change.
Ooh, good. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. This is what the Holy Ghost gave us. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I'm going to wait to get to the next point so they can catch the next point and catch it fresh. So what is Friday night about again, people? Revival accommodates what? Say it again. Revival accommodates revival. What you get? Ooh, good. Hallelujah. Can you get them two chairs, Brother Jay? Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all look great. Y'all must have got back from a loan. And you got it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a season of abundance. Hallelujah. You look great. It's a season of abundance.
House payments paid, the truck's out of the shop.
Thank you, Jesus. He can do it, can he?
Yeah, he can.
It's nothing, isn't it?
That's mighty miracles, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Okay?
Yes, it is. That's a blessing. It's in the house, honey. That's how we've learned to receive it that way. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all don't think it's that big. She just had to have $4,000, and she only had 2 days to get it.
I had $40. I needed $4,000. Okay. I had 24 hours to get it.
24 hours to get it.
I talked to you about that yesterday.
Yeah, we just said, hey, praise the Lord. Glory to God. He can do it, can he?
And you know, I normally don't talk about my financial stuff, y'all, but
that's
that
was a miracle.
A huge miracle
and he
me.
Can do it. And I.
And you know who he used?
I know. Thank God for Martha. Hallelujah. Praise God. He'll find a vessel. Somebody say, he'll find.
He will find.
Hold on for 2 seconds. As she said that, somebody say, the word. Now, she received $4,000, and someone thinks that's no big deal. That's a big deal. We needed $6,000 and received it. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Didn't take us a long time and received it. Amen. I have possibility. Amen. There was another thing going on. Amen. Said, hey, you got to have $3,000. Hallelujah. Already got it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It used to be a day I told Brother Jesse, you know, I rejoice when I get in big bills now. I really do. When I get big bills and I get all happy and I start.
Just gives God more chance to show off.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can remember when we first started this ministry 7 years ago. Amen. We were out there in Magnolia area. Amen. And we had to believe God for a $147 printer. And we got that printer. We said, Lord, hallelujah. We were ready to shout with that $147 printer. We were just shouting over a $147 printer. Somebody say hallelujah. And look at the Holy Ghost today. Look at the Holy Ghost today. I mean, we were going into when we went to get this building. I mean, we only had a small portion of the building.
I've got W-2s that don't equal 4,000.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. When we first got this building, it was only one side of the building. I remember moving in here. It took us great faith to move in here, and it was $1,350 for that one side. And we had to believe God for that first payment. I said,
we didn't pay the down payment on it. I don't know why we did that. We got to do this again. we've got to. I said, how are we going to do this again? But God did it. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Say it again, faith.
Faith.
I got a word for you, and I know the word's true. Okay, as you were believing God, amen, to go from 10 to 100, amen. Then you believe in God to go from 100 to 1,000. The Holy Ghost told me, people, you're getting into the tens. I'm serious. The Holy Ghost spoke it to my heart. He said, your faith, you're going to graduate in this next season. You're going to learn something about seasons. When you see stuff die down, we've been through the waves. They die down and come back again. It's the close of the season. It's the close of the season. See, there are certain things you can learn about the ways of God and the Spirit of God. And you can predict things. Amen? In a certain way, usually he calls people that call to walk in that way. The last one to catch the wave, let me tell you that. The first one to see the wave, speak the wave. Amen. The first one to see the wave, speak the wave, and flow in the anointing of the wave. Amen. And to pass on to the other is the fivefold ministry. But the last one to receive the wave is that ministry. Not the ministry as a whole, but the last one for that thing to start to manifest is the ministry. Paul said, listen, we've ourselves been cast away and all these other things. Amen. And I would that I were. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After everyone has had their chance to experience the anointing and the blessing that on a wave, study it and research it yourself. After everyone that's heard that wave and God said they had all the chance they had to jump in on it and to get a piece of it, he'll make sure everybody gets it. See, I'm thank God for a small church sometime. Amen. Because every wave and every season has a purpose.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we had a word back. He said, everyone's going to be blessed.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when somebody walks through the door, it's supernatural, people. God's got a plan for them. And there's a season. And when you see me rushing, will you please be blessed? Amen. Because we're not going to be blessed to the level, amen, until everybody else, amen, has walked in that anointing and in that grace. Somebody say hallelujah. You know what it's been like to see people jumping that kind of money around the ministry? And you the one preaching the word and everybody else experiencing walking into it. Amen. And it's nothing for them to reach and grab $1,000. So say, why are you always talking about money? Because that's what people realize and that's what we experience. That's what we see. There's not a member in this ministry that's set in this ministry that can't believe God for $1,000 and see that thing manifest.
Amen.
And hasn't seen it manifest in the last season. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for some people, just getting up off of $10, Lord, you have to pull teeth. They want a plaque on the pew. Amen. Amen. Or a picture on the wall. And don't realize how far outdated they are. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been through that wave where people, I used to get so excited, say, Lord, what's happening here? And now you just see it, say, well, praise God. Hallelujah. We prayed that prayer, church. We prayed that prayer years ago. We had a body here, Sister Kathy, and the body, we were over at the House of Faith, and there were about 30 of them. And everybody was broke and jobless.
And behind on their house notes.
We used to go from house to house, and we went from house to house because we didn't know who was going to have one. Amen? So we went from house to house because we didn't know who was going to have this, who was going to have that. When we started the ministry, the group that we started with, they had knew nothing of faith. Nothing of prosperity, nothing of abundance, amen, in and out, amen. And we said, right now, in the name of Jesus, we're going to make a covenant. The covenant's going to be, we're going to believe God that everybody in this ministry, out of that group, amen, that they're going to increase at least $1,000 a week. And everybody was going under. Everybody was going under. 2 years later, we sat right here in this room. We were with that one assignment. We had one group that we had an assignment with to teach them the word of faith and prosperity. They got it. Lewis Walker was one of them. That's why he's so bad today. Amen. You ask them and they'll find out. Amen. To teach them that word and teach them that ministry. And that was that way. Then 2 years later, we were just guessing. We said, how many has God blessed? How many of you jumped over the rain and you made at least $18,000 this year? All the hands were up. We were saying, hallelujah. Over 70% of the congregation had done over $100,000 that year because of the anointing and the grace of God, because they believed the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. If you get in here, you hold on to the Lord, amen, and listen to the word, certain things are going to happen to you. You're going to increase. It'll call you up, amen, won't it, Gloria? We had one sister, amen, for Christmas. I said, what did you get for Christmas? I just got a house, amen. Somebody gave her the note to a house for Christmas. Why? Because we're special? No, that's not the only, that's just one blessing, amen. God said, if you learn it, you seed into it, amen, he'll do it. So now it's nothing. So say, thank God for that wave. Thank God for that wave. And the Holy Ghost says, so you went from that wave, now they have faith to where they can believe in a grand. Amen. And do it. It doesn't take anything. That's how you can get it so fast. Amen. But God said, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to turn some of them on. Amen. They're going to go unto you. He said, because I wasn't planned when I told you. It's not going to happen overnight, people. It won't happen overnight where God really wants you to go. That, don't expect that to happen overnight. Amen. It goes in stages. You got to learn to believe a little bit and then increase your faith a little bit and increase your faith. Amen. But as Marty Gabler prophesied and so many other prophets, Robin Tom's brother came in here and prophesied. Amen. When the season of drought started to happen around this ministry, Drummond Tom came through here. It's a mighty prophet of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we didn't understand it. We said, what is all this? We're just having problem. We're in debt. We don't understand any of this. And the prophet of God stood right here. He said, I've heard the Holy Ghost. And he used to minister with John G. Lake. He was John G. Lake's boy preacher. Amen. Powerful man of God. Wonderful. You know Drummond, Robin Rogers. It's her brother. And he said, don't worry about it. He said, it's just the devil and it will pass over. He said, don't worry about it. It's just the devil and it will pass over. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In that last season, amen, I believe we've accomplished something. But God said, this is the season of tens of thousands.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a season of tens of thousands. People are going to start to receive it on that level, double digit level. Amen. Because God's learning to increase their faith. There are going to be some millionaires in this house because of what God's going to do. It's been prophesied, but it's going to take a while. You're not going to jump from just having to believe God for $4,000 to pay some back bills, amen, to being a millionaire. That'd be silly. God's going to have to develop you. Somebody say, take some time. It'll take time, but this is the season. I mean, I'm not even going to mess with it. You just start believing it and start listening to the word, amen, because God's going to develop you on the inside so you're able to handle it.
Amen.
But there are going to be some people walking into that way where it's nothing. Amen. And I'm not just talking about it in 1 month bringing in. Some of us can do that now. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm talking about God opening doors up for just something to happen. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 10 grand, 15 grand comes because you've been faithful. I heard that 2 days ago. But now we're talking about Friday night, then I got to let you go. What'd you get, Jesse? What was the second? So we know that Friday night promotes revival. The Holy Ghost said that's what Friday night is all about. It promotes revival. Amen. And when you see a drought on Friday nights, amen, it's because no revival's going on. When people aren't turned on the Friday night, amen, it's because there's no revival going on. He said, you had those Friday night meetings where so many people were coming and people were getting in there because it was a revival. So you were successful in Shreveport where so many people were coming on because there was a revival. He said, but don't get upset when revival's not going on. He said, then what you can do, you can change it. Pray to promote revival.
Yeah.
Pray to promote revival. Now listen to this, the other thing that I caught. Jesse, give me the statement. This is going to let y'all in on some stuff. You're going to get excited about it.
Revival promotes and motivates change.
Listen to this. Friday night promotes revival. Amen. Because it's a focus, the purpose. But revival promotes, what is it? Motivates?
Promotes and motivates change.
Promotes and motivates change. So say promotes.
Promotes.
And motivates.
And motivates.
Change.
Change.
Whenever you hear of a new thing that God is going to do, the change that's going to come about, revival is going to get you into that change. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, we're going to have to change. God's already, whatever God spoke to you, he's going to do it. But there's some changes that we've got to go through to be able to handle it. Amen. We're not everything. I don't want to. You know what? If God could give me $1 million a day, he would. Why didn't he? Because he can't. Amen. So he's going to have to change me so he can. It's not because he doesn't have it yet. Glory to God.
Yeah.
It's not because he doesn't have it yet or just doesn't want to give it yet, want to do all those other things. Amen. The reason why you don't have it, the reason why you're not walking into it, amen, because you haven't changed. He hasn't changed you to the point to where you're able to handle it. Why isn't the church full? Because we haven't changed, amen, to the measure or to the thing that God wants us to do to be in order to handle, amen? Amen. To be where you are today, God had to change you to get you there. It just didn't happen. You're not the same thing you used to be, amen? Amen. He had to change you and work you over, then you could walk in it, amen? Amen. Thank God my little crazy self, amen, is not here today, amen? Amen. Lord, have mercy. It'd be a mess. I don't want somebody to say, well, you know where, amen, I'm a lot better than where I used to be and glad about it, amen? Amen. I'm happy about where the Lord has me, amen? I thank God for it, amen? Amen. You might not think it's anywhere, but I know where I come from, amen? Hallelujah. And I had to change to get here, amen? And where I have to go tomorrow, I'm going to have to change in order to get there.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost said Friday night's all about revival. And you can't have change without revival. Revival brings about change. If there's anything that needs to change in your life, you need revival. It helps. Revival promotes rapid change. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many had your mind blown? You had some attitudes and came in here on a Friday night, and all of a sudden your mind was changed. Holy Ghost did something to you and changed your perspective and changed your way of doing things. Amen. Put you in your place. So Friday, if a person doesn't want to change, they're not going to get into revival. If a person doesn't feel that they need to change, doesn't want to change, they're not going to get into revival. And a person that's hungry for revival, they don't care how many nights they're at church. Amen. They don't care how much it costs them. Amen.
Amen.
Because man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's why money comes so easy, amen, because you got it with no sorrow.
Amen.
He'll cause the day that you do go out, amen, to be doubly blessed. Amen. Everybody else working and running, pulling their hair out and running like they're crazy, and all of a sudden you just go out there and you just walk because the blessing of God on you. Say, hey, this is not my source. God's just using it right now to get me resources, amen.
Amen.
And after this one dries up, there'll be another one, amen. It might not dry, but who cares if it does, amen,
amen.
Because God's doing it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, why are you in church so much? Because I get paid to go. Amen.
Yes.
And it's not by what you put on the bottom of the envelope. And I can show you that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It pays to serve God. It pays to love God because man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, if we want revival, we'll have service. If we don't, we don't need to. Amen. We can just settle where we are. But when we're ready to change, somebody say hallelujah. It wouldn't hurt my feelings, amen? We're blessed enough to handle the bills. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't need to have the extra meat. It used to be we had to have the extra service because, boy, who knows what happened. We don't need it, amen? Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That don't mean you don't need to sow, amen?
Amen.
But we're here because we want to change.
Amen.
I'm here because I want to change, amen?
Amen.
When you see me get upset, we get up here to have church. Church doesn't go on. Amen. Or the worship's not right. I said, no, come on, don't you waste my time. I need to get to praise. That's why I'm here.
Amen.
Don't waste my time. I came to praise the Lord. Amen. I don't need a crowd. I just need two or three. Amen.
Amen.
I could turn on the radio and get in my car and wave my hand and get more out of it sometime. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not here for, look at somebody and say, I'm not here for the crowd. I like it. Amen.
Not here for the crowd.
But I'm here for a corporate anointing. I'm here to touch heaven because I'm believing the Holy Ghost and God's doing a great thing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Praise the Lord. So we understand the importance of the things that we do and we believe. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know your blessing? You're not just speaking by faith. You just know it's a reality.
Amen.
You just, it's a reality.
Amen.
And you would have never thought. Amen.
Amen.
You did it all the wrong ways according to everybody else. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Yes.
But yet you're increasing.
Amen.
How? Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Because you trust in heaven.
Amen.
And you believe things are going to manifest.
Amen.
So we know that Friday night promotes revival. And when there is no revival, somebody say hallelujah. You pray. Before we even started having powerful meetings in other places, it was just prayer.
Amen.
They felt like they would pray all night. They would just pray. It was just a desire to pray. When nothing's going on, pray. Somebody say hallelujah. Get in there and pray until within you desire
of the supernatural, or desire, or you know what I'm saying? Desire happens. Amen. Jesus told the disciples, amen, you go to Jerusalem and wait. And they went there and waited and prayed.
Yes.
Until they were endued with power. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The power of the season to come. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Get to a place and wait. And God will turn the power on. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yes.
And we'll change into what God wants us to be. Amen. Yes. I'm not willing to learn it. Amen. I can learn it step by step. Amen. But God's going to have to... I got too many issues. God, if God's going to do this in me, He is going to have to, first of all, amen, He's going to have to burn it in me, amen?
Amen.
Because I heard Him. I can't conceive being a millionaire, can you? Amen, not in my head. I can't figure that out. It would make me go get a job, amen, make me go back to school, make me start selling drugs or something if I had to do it myself, amen? I don't see any other way, amen? So I'm going to have to change. Somebody say change. Change. In order for me to walk into, y'all gonna have to grab a chair. Amen. Somebody say, did he win or lose? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're gonna have to change into what God wants us to be. How many believe in it? Rita, how many have been through a change before? Or been through a season of change? Been through a season of change where you just wait it out. Somebody say, well, let's change. Let's change, because most of the things that God wants to do, sometimes you'll disagree with it or you won't understand it. When revival started to hit, Brother Belcher said, revival is nothing but, you know, it's like the little laughing gas that they put on you so they can pull some teeth or something. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe God wants to pull some stuff out of your life. Maybe He wants to do some things in you. Amen? So He puts you in a setting like this. Amen? To where those things can happen. Everybody say change.
Change.
How many know that change is coming? How many can sense it?
Amen.
Jesse, this goes along with your vision. I'm going to let up. Amen. They just got here, but we're still going to go. That's what's getting blessed. We can all just go eat or something. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But Jesse had a vision, and we even went downtown. Amen. Went to the thing to look at it. He's finally stepping into some of the things that God told him that he'd be doing. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said the reason why nothing happened on Friday night, because there is no revival. He said, and if there is no revival, then you pray. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't make a wave. Amen. You just watch them when they come.
Amen.
But I tell you what, if God starts speaking about some things are going to change, it's coming.
Yes. Amen.
I'm glad for the in-betweens. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He just closed out the last account, ready to open a new one.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why these blessings are happening. Amen. He's closing out the accounts. Amen. Ready for a new thing. Amen. And it gets real slow. Somebody say hallelujah. And then we talked about that vision Jesse said. He said he saw the big wave. He had a dream and he saw this huge wave coming. This huge wave coming. Look at our faith. Look at your faith where it is today versus it was when you first started in a wave. Think about the start of the wave and look the way you think now versus the way you used to think. And it's a reality. How many of you thinking differently? Glory to God. I mean, some of us are believing for some crazy stuff.
Amen.
Able to release stuff. I mean, thank God we're on a heftier level. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And who knows what we'll be like in the next one. At the close of the next, who knows what we'll be like? Who knows what faith? Somebody say, we're going to have to change. Glory to God. Because it's as good as it is. Amen. We're going to have to change. I mean, we just start to get a little prideful. Amen. If we didn't change. So we have to go through another season of prayer, another season of acceptance, and another season of change so that we'd be able to walk in the next level. And that's what Friday night is all about. We were saying, Kathy and Dean, amen, Friday night. Isn't this a unique body, how we do things?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you see it, Kathy? Huh? Amen. Friday night promotes revival. Amen. And revival promotes, amen. And what is the other word, Jesse? Promotes?
Revival. It accommodates revival, and revival promotes and motivates change.
Revival promotes and motivates change. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you need a change, amen, get to a revival. And if there's no revival going on, what do you do? Get to the place and pray. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How many of you feel better already? How many of you sense His Spirit? Amen. Because I sense that unity. I sense that unity and it feels good. Look at somebody and say, we're going to change. Ooh, glory to God. Tell them and mean it from the heart. Say, we're going to change. So we can handle. What He wants to get us. And where He wants to take us. And I like that change thing. You know what I like about that change thing? Think about this. Before every level is always a change. Before every level is always a change. Even the last level before we go on to glory. God, you know what? God said He wants me to start talking about heaven more. He must about ready to come. He wants to start talking about heaven and more. The city to come. Amen? But even notice that we shall be changed. Amen? Changed in order to handle heaven. Somebody say glory to God. Before every new level, there's always a change. So if you get to the point, amen, to where you think you don't need to change, amen, that you've arrived, amen, you're going to handle it, amen, you can forget the next level. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many want to go to the next level? Well, let it change you. Let it change. You walk through change. Amen. And you'll walk into the next level that God has for you. How many of you got some insights tonight?
Amen.
See, now you would thought with a small group out here in the lobby, there would be no purpose for this meeting. We might as well just call it off. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say to every season. Amen. Amen. When you get the plan of God, there's a purpose of God. Amen.
Amen.
And you just pursue that purpose and there'll be manifestation. Glory to God. Everybody just lift up holy hands and say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Just bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sotalabashiki. Pofaramani itekalamaha. Ramana asarabananarubushala. Thank Him for the word over your life. Thank you for what you walked into. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've touched. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank God because He's good, because He loves you. Thank God because you're qualified. Oh, start to pray for change. Expect the revival of prayer. Expect it to happen and manifest. Then expect power to follow it. You've been there before. It's a new way. Cleaning out the old account, opening a new one. Glory to God. And God's been telling you, I have not seen nor ear have heard. Glory to God. God's got something that He's trying to get you into. It's better. It's better. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. As He said before, you didn't hear it, but He can do much more than this. Glory to God. That means there's a new level. Glory to God. That means there's a new level. You would have never thought that you'd walk in that. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to go here. I got to go there. Thank God you didn't. Thank God you stood right where He wanted you to stand. Amen. You could have been stuck there believing God for a school bill. Glory to God. But look what He's doing already in you. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Say, I know it's good.
I know it's good.
I know it's good. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I declare the blessing of the Lord on you. Amen. And you stand faithful in the season. At the end of it, amen. At the end of it, you'll be walking in it. You'll be walking in it. Amen. You'll be walking. And anybody that has faith, amen, for that last season. Amen. Hallelujah. Never we even started talking 1,000 times more. Do stand in the bahanda. Do stand in the bandana the busanda high. Baka sama aya na bahaya. O sana ma ana ya ba asona ushala bahandi little buffet in the head of the high. Beki fit in the usala high. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'll submit myself to the will of God. I submit myself to the plan of God. I submit myself to the purpose of God. Ha ha ha. Ye como osalahaya. Ye como no lo samahai. Ye kanana yu salabahandiri lo busi mehenahai. He no hosalahanda hapahai. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm the tree.
I'm the
I'm the tree.
Planted by the rivers of water.
Planted by the rivers of water.
Ho, ho, ho. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray till you get one. Well, Brother Jay, hallelujah. Good things. Good things. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some say find a wave and get right in the middle of it. Thank you, Jesus. What you get, Sister Belle? What you getting, dear? Hallelujah. Not getting... How many of you love Sister Belle? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you thank God for the change that you see?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, Brother Jesse just ditched us. Yes, ma'am.
When you were talking a while ago about revival, I kept seeing and hearing things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was seeing and hearing was I kept seeing those... What do you call those things, Kathy? They stick on somebody's heart?
The paddles.
And I started seeing you preaching that night. You preached on the ambulance.
Uh-huh.
The Holy Ghost was coming in with the ambulance.
Uh-huh.
For revival.
Praise God.
And they don't mess around with revival. They push everything out of the way.
Uh-oh.
And they get right to where they need to be. And they take the paddles and they do extreme things.
Oh, that's a good message. I wish we had taped that one. It's talking about when revival comes to you, how when we can't handle the spirit of revival. Because usually revival means resuscitation. And you have to think of it this way. Usually when revival comes to you, you know, the paramedics are going to come in your house to revive something. And the first thing they tell you to do is what?
Get out of the way.
They don't want to hear you tell them what to do. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They don't need your help. Amen. Shut up and get out of the way. I'm going to need you to what? Back up and let us do what we need to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just be... Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't it good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
Kathy, you got anything to encourage us with, dear?
That last statement you said, I was thinking that before every new level there is a change, and I felt like the Lord said change will come though through prayer.
Whoa.
You have to pray through the change.
Yes.
It's not gonna, I mean, change automatically happens.
Uh-huh.
But to get to where God wants you through that change, you're gonna have to pray it through.
Hallelujah. Pray, somebody say pray it through.
Pray it through.
Mm. Yes, brother.
As you're speaking that same thing, God reminded me of something, and if I could just share it to parallel, every change represents a death and a new life. And in other words, you have to kill what was, and you have to get into what God did. So,
careful, bro.
It's going to get offended. Sentimental. It's easy to do a lot of things. And what God was showing me when I was a kid, growing up, I would play the drums all the time in church with different people, and I was always the kid playing with the adults. The adults knew what they were doing, and I was always just trying to get better. A drum set is just a huge thing to set up, and most of my life I never had a place to just constantly practice. But I remembered that a lot of times God would just, I would see myself doing it a different way, and I would go, and when I started off, I'd be so reluctant to do that, because, you know, what are these people going to think? If I start playing this way, are they going to laugh at me? Are they going to understand? But God would just show me doing it a new way, and I would show up and play a different way, and the result was always good when I just step out and do what I saw. But it was hard because it meant changing what I was used to. It was very uncomfortable. But that's the way God taught me and helped me to play drums. I know that's just a basic thing. But I went from that to professional level. And I don't mind saying that because I didn't do it. It was God that did it. Just by going from picture to picture, God just kept showing me something. And I would just do it. But I know what it's like to kill off something, you know what I'm saying, and to reach out for something new and to let go of what you've got.
Oh, yes.
And it was very, very uncomfortable because I had so much pressure, you know. It was very uncomfortable and it was a big risk. But I got used to doing that because I trusted where God was leading me. But I just want to say in this revival season, because I've seen God do similar things in other areas of my life, He's going to show you things. He's going to show you where He wants you to go. And it's going to mean letting go of some behaviors, some habits, some ways of thinking, and some customs, some religion, some all of it. And just reaching out and grabbing on to what God is showing you. That's what I was getting.
I think with what we're hearing right now, I think it'd be a good idea on Friday nights that the first half hour of the Friday night meeting should be prayer in tongues. Just lay down and pray in tongues. Just get in there and pray in tongues for a half hour. We old Nations Church folk know what that's all about. You know, there'd be nothing for them to get in there and knock out an hour.
Amen.
Amen. Just get in there and get on your face and pray in tongues for a half hour. Amen.
That was the first challenge Pastor Rod gave me. He told me, he said, if you'll just pray in tongues a half hour every day, it'll change your life.
Hallelujah.
And I met the challenge, and in my own analytical and whatever you call mm-hmm. it, thinking, I would actually time myself.
That's the way you do it.
And I would make myself do it uh-huh. 30 minutes a day, consistently. And I gave it 30 days. If I didn't see any results, I wasn't doing it anymore. And things started happening. I started hearing God more clearly. I started seeing visions. I started knowing things I didn't know. And it was and hearing Him.
Are you doing it now?
It's real interesting you said that, because my prayer life has picked up in the past 2 weeks.
Praise God.
And that's what I also heard when you were saying that prayer brings revival, it brings change, it brings power
uh-huh.
to change.
Amen.
And I thought, well, that's cool, because I'm craving prayer again. And it's like I know that I'm on the road
Amen.
To the changes that He wants to do in me.
Good thing about the revival change, it gives us structure. You know, change without God being big is dangerous.
Amen.
Any major change in your life without God being big, amen, or a vital part of it, amen, is going to be dangerous for you, amen, because you won't reverence Him in that season, amen. But if He's in the middle of it, amen, you'll be able to stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got a teaching for us, Brother Jesse? Are we okay? So big, reap big. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So big, reap big. Amen. All the things on here are definitely biblical. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. The tithe, the offering, the special offering. Amen. Rod Parsley was saying there's an anointing on alms in the year 2003. I like him, amen, but I'd like to study it a little bit more, amen. So if you want to do any of those things, amen, you can. If you need an offering envelope, we have it, amen. Find a place to serve this year. Find a place to serve, and get involved with it, wrap yourself, and hold on. Somebody say amen, and it'll be good, amen. Any other testimonies, or are we fine? Hold that seed high up in the air, amen. Especially after you hear a message on finance, it'd be good to sow a seed into that. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially if you heard that, if you've heard the word on finances, it'd be good to get involved with it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So say,
I am
blessed.
Abundantly.
Because of the will
and word
and manifestation
of God.
We are living
supernaturally,
financially,
in Jesus' name.
Holy Ghost,
get involved
right now.
Right now,
I claim, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Right now, I claim that in this season, as the wealth of the wicked, Father God, is being turned over to the righteous. Hallelujah. To those that are in the right plan, that are on the right path. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let it be a manifestation on your people. Give them the revelation. Give them the necessary change that they'd be able to walk in that anointing. And let there be a difference, Father God. Father God, let there be a difference even on their lawns. Let their lawn be greener, Father God. On the vehicle, Father God. Father God, on their shoe soles. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command the blessing of God to be manifested on you as a testimony of God's faithfulness. Oh God, you said in your word, hallelujah, you said by your word that this will be the season of the manifest care of God. And we thank you for it, Father. And we receive supernatural provision right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak the word of God. Declare the word of God, people. Hold on to the word of God and it will manifest. Hallelujah. Somebody of faith, testify. Amen to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to stand up right now and say, I need God to move. Glory to God. Somebody needs a move of God. If you stand up and do it, he will. Hallelujah. If you stand up and do it, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you stand up and tell him, he'll move. Hallelujah. If you stand up and tell him, he'll move in that area. There'll be a move in that area right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He has not forgotten. He remembers. He remembers. Yay! Ooh, Jesus. We wave our holy hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Just put your hand on my sister Kathy's back and tell her right now. Just speak 1,000 times more. You speak it on right now and declare the blessing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes, I am the blessed of God. I am the redeemed of God. I am the victor. Hallelujah. That need is taken care of. Hallelujah. That financial curse is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That drought, that situation, the blessing of God is on you. Hey, in the name of Jesus. That attack is over in the name of Jesus. Curse broken. Attack over in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Abundance in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let it continue to flow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, and the most favor in the name of Jesus. Favor in the name of Jesus. Favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You better confess that I am the blessed of God. I am the blessed of God. I am redeemed of God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it. Right. I am the blessed. Say, good things are fixing to happen to me in the name of Jesus. Shout out and bless. If you're blessed, you know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeko no mosala bahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeko mono osada beshinihia. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah. You want to give us some good music, Brother Jay, as we go? Glory to God. Thank you. I'm looking forward to Sunday morning. How many of y'all are looking forward to Sunday morning? Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to say it. Hallelujah. Say it. I'm blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you blessed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Glory to God. You're blessed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't you see what it's done for me? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Makes you want to shout, doesn't it? Say, it's real. Glory to God. You look blessed in that leather jacket, brother. Hallelujah. Feel that leather. Y'all feel this. Man, lamb. Is that lamb's? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We finally picked up some new music for the thing. You're getting new cameras, brother. Should be here in about 2 months. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Jesse's buying new cameras for the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray that God prosper him so he can get it done.
Thank you, Jesus.
The good ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's knocking them out himself. Hallelujah.